Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to think about that passage now a little bit as well. And I, like Beth, I think she's outdone me with the props today, but I've got a couple of props as well just to help us think about that passage. So I wonder if anyone can tell me what kind of plants that might be, if you can see from where you are. I'm afraid I picked this last night and it's withered a little bit. But does anyone know what kind of plant that might be? Anyone want to shout out a guess? It's a grapevine. Well done. Not always easy to recognize a plant on its own like that just from its leaves, isn't it? Sometimes it is much easier to recognize something by its fruit. So if I was to show you grapes straight away, you would have got very easily that that was a grapevine. That's right. So a grapevine produces grapes. Let's see if we can do another one here. Can anyone tell me what particular tree that might be? I heard that one. That apple. Yeah, that's right. It's an apple tree. You're very good. Very green fingered, you lot. So here we are. Again, it's not always obvious, is it, from the tree? But here we have an apple. If I was to show you the apple, it would have been really obvious that it was an apple tree. And the point is really this, isn't it? Is that we recognize a tree by its fruit. We recognize a tree by its fruit. A grapevine produces grapes, and an apple tree produces apples. That's pretty obvious. But a Jesus tree bears Jesus fruit. The school who came in for the service at 9:30, they've been learning about friendship, about how to share, how to be generous, how to be kind. And those are signs of fruit, aren't they? Signs of Jesus fruit. They are the fruits of good friendship. And these fruits give us a glimpse, just a glimpse, of some of the fruit that Jesus produces in us. Because he is kind, he is generous, he is good. When we become like him, we become kind and good and generous. He produces that fruit in us. And of course, this is harvest time, isn't it? Where we celebrate all the good things that God gives to us, as we can see from the gifts that the children have brought in here. We celebrate God's providing of generous things to us, his goodness and his kindness. And these are all good things to celebrate. But great as these fruits are, Jesus produces an even better fruit, a fruit that lasts forever. And that fruit is a relationship with God. How does Jesus produce that fruit in us? Well, if you're reading that Bible passage, in verse 4, Jesus said this, didn't he? Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. We can't bear fruit unless we remain in Jesus. We can't become like Jesus unless we remain in him. When we get things wrong, a bit like we saw with the rugby player, he was saying he won't make every kick. We do get things wrong. We do, from time to time, do things that we don't, or that we know aren't good. That's what we call sin, isn't it? And Jesus is saying that sin really cuts us off from a relationship with God. And when we get cut off from a relationship with God, we can end up like this, a very dry twig, no leaves, no fruit, no sign of life whatsoever. In fact, it's useless. The only thing it's good for is to be thrown away or thrown in the fire. And if we remain cut off from God, one day, that is what will happen. That's what Jesus taught us. That if we remain cut off from God, we will remain cut off from God forever when we die. But the good news is that Jesus came that we might be grafted or put back into a relationship with God. If you're green-fingered, you're good at gardening, you'll know that you can graft a living plant back into another plant. It's called grafting, isn't it? And you can seal it and bind it together like that, and it will grow again. And that's what Jesus does for us. He puts us back into a right relationship with God. He grafts us back in to a relationship with God. How does he do that? How does he graft us back into that relationship? Well, because Jesus never sinned, he was never cut off from God. And he gave his life to pay the price for our sin, so that we might be forgiven and become friends with God again. That's why he said in verse 13, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." Because Jesus laid down his life for us on the cross, when we turn and trust in him, he puts us back into relationship with God. He grafts us back in to the vine, if you like, into God. And because he rose again from the dead, that's what we celebrate at Easter time, isn't it? He's risen again from the dead. When we put our trust in him, not only does he graft us back into that relationship with God, but because he's conquered death, that relationship will last forever. That's why it is the best fruit. It is the most delicious fruit, the most amazing fruit that you can ever taste, a relationship with God. And as with all other good things in life, it's even better when it's shared. On days today when we take collections for the food bank and we think of those who go without food and water and shelter in the world and medicine, when we share our possessions, the things that God has given us, that points people in a kind of Jesus direction, doesn't it? It shows them that there is love in the world, there is kindness, there are good things. And when we share what God has given us, then it is good for everyone. And it points people to the fruit that Jesus is growing in us. That fruit that comes out of a relationship with Jesus. And as we come to share these material gifts, if you like, we can also share that there is an even more amazing gift that we can offer to others. That gift is that through Jesus we can be friends with God and know him and enjoy him forever. So as we think about the things that God has given us, it's good to give those things and point people towards what God is like, a generous, warm, kind and loving God. But we must also share that the best fruit of all is knowing Jesus and allowing him to live in us, to produce goodness and kindness in us, that we may share what he has done for us ultimately on the cross, that we can be forgiven and restored to a right relationship with God. So as we celebrate harvest this year, let's be mindful of those who don't know Jesus. And as we've been praying for the world, for the community and our church, that we would be not only generous as we are with the things God has given us, but that we would be generous in sowing the seed of the good news of Jesus at the same time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the good things you give us. Forgive us when we take for granted our food, our water, our shelter, our clothes. And we thank you that you are so generous to us. And we pray for those that are without those things, those basic needs, so many people in the world who are materially poor. We pray that you would motivate your church to give and to share and to relieve their suffering. But also we pray for those who are spiritually poor, who don't know the good news that they can be restored to a relationship with you. And Lord, where we know personally that we have been restored to that relationship with you, that relationship that can never end through the cross of Jesus, help us to share that amazing news, that amazing fruit, for those who don't know that that is true for themselves. And we pray that you would lead them home to enjoy you forevermore. Amen.